and put it under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. Most of y'all have heard me talk about growing up in the church. And most of the little children here know this song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine." Hide it under a bushel? Nope. I'm going to let it shine. This is the influence that we need to have on the world. How great is it when we walk out there in the wickedness and the darkness of the world, and we are a light unto the world because of Jesus Christ and us being Christians. What about the influence of lies after we are dead? Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, "Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and the works do follow them." Revelation 14:13. My father has been dead for over 10 years. My mother has been dead for over 30 years. But they still have an influence that live on with me and others. I guarantee you can go to Malvern and talk to people that knew my parents, and you can see the influence they had on others. Lives of great men all remind us. What can make our lives sublime? And departing, leave behind us footprints on the sand of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing over life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing may take heart again. This is what we need to be doing, is setting an example for others. We don't know what kind of impact that we're going to have on these little children in this congregation. I've said before, we need to be thanking God for our babies and our children in this congregation, because they are the future of the church. But now it's our responsibility to be an influence on them, to make sure that when they get to be our age, they will stand for the truth, and they will make sure that the congregation is as sound then as it is today. Are you using your power of influence? Are you guarding against evil influence? Are you making the right influences on others? Are you living a life that will be an influence after you die? And I hope if it is, it's a good influence. Are you not a Christian? What kind of influence are you having on those around about you if you're not a Christian? It's simple to become a Christian. All you had to do is hear the gospel, which you did this evening. Romans 10:17. Believe the gospel. Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Acts 17:30. Confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10:9-10. Be baptized for the remission of your sins, Romans 6:3-4. Be faithful to the end of your life, 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you do that, you can become a Christian and you can have a great and positive influence on those around about you. If you're an unfaithful Christian, what kind of influence are you having on others? What about our young people? There may be some here that, well, if I go to church on Sunday morning, I'll be all right. What kind of influence is that being on our younger people or even on the other members? What if you're out there using foul language? Or you say, well, you know, I'll just drink a little bit of alcohol. It won't be that bad. What if it's causing others to stumble because you're being an bad influence? What did the Bible say about those that ate meat offered to idols? It said that the meat was nothing. It was just meat. But if it caused your brother to stumble, you shouldn't do it. So guess what? If you're doing something that's causing your brother to stumble, you shouldn't be doing it. If we can help you any way spiritually this evening, whether to baptize you into the church and into the kingdom of God so you can have a positive influence, or if we can say prayers for you to get you back on the right track to where you can have a positive influence on those around about you, if we can help you any way spiritually this evening, please come as we stand and as we sing.